Stephen Fenwick, and he's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Very well, and I might add Stephen has a wonderful website too, Tech Guide, one word, techguide.com.au. Look, I've mentioned a number of times this morning and had a few calls about Federal Labor's plan to introduce, for children as young as five, a digital licence. Can you explain a little bit more about what this proposal entails, Stephen?
Well, it's sort of meant to teach children sort of the proper way to use the internet, to sort of warn them of the dangers, something I reckon parents should be doing anyway, really. Parents should be really take the front foot on that one. But it is meant to give kids a more a bigger education about the internet, the dangers of the internet, where they should and shouldn't go, what to look out for. So kind of a bit of a lesson on how to use the internet responsibly.
Do you think five is maybe too young to be earning a digital license?
No, I reckon that's about the age. I think a lot of kids are already sort of on devices and looking at content online. So I think, it is probably, about the right age. But again, I think parents should really be the ones responsible for this. It's a good thing that schools might be backing this up as well. But I think the lead should be taken by the parents to educate children, because children aren't going to be in school all day. They're at home most of the time. So that would be the time when parents should educate them on their own.
And today being the 8th of February is Safer Internet Day. And along the same lines, this is protecting children. The Office of the eSafety Commissioner is developing a roadmap to implement age verification for online pornographic sites.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, again, it's another thing that people need to know about. They need to learn about it. There is a lot of that sort of content on the internet, and there's no real verification, so anyone can log in and see whatever they want. So I think that's probably a good thing. You don't want young eyes seeing something they shouldn't be, and so again, it's something that they need to be taught at an early age.
That already applies, doesn't it, for some things online gambling, alcohol sales, for instance?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you need to verify, but the strength of that verification in some cases is just clicking a button that says okay, I'm over 18. Click okay. That's about the extent of a lot of those verifications.
Yes,
it needs to be something a little bit more a little bit more formal than that.
I agree. Look, we're forever talking about online scams. Valentine's Day coming up next Monday, and I dare say again this year there'll be lots of scams that revolve around the upcoming Valentine's Day, Stephen.
Yeah, well, romance scams, you'll be surprised, Richard. Last year cost Australians $46 million in 2021. That's just in Australia. And that's up 20% from 2020, where it was $37 million. Valentine's Day is a good time to be talking about this, but it's not the only time that it happens. It's an opportunity to really make people aware, if they are jumping on the dating apps and trying to find a partner, that there are a lot of people out there who are like what they call catfish scammers. So they pretend to be someone they're not. They get to know you, groom you, and have this online relationship with you before then putting the squeeze on you for some money. There was some research done by reviews.org that said that 23% of Australians have been in an online romantic relationship without ever meeting that person in the flesh. So this is what they try to do. They try to escalate things, get things moving so that you build trust, you build rapport, and in some cases they'll tell you they love you, but they'll say, look, I'm short of cash, can you give me this? And a lot of people have done it, unfortunately. 26% of those people who've had these online relationships handed over on average around $1,000 to these people. So you really got to take care of who you're connecting with. If a profile looks too good to be true, it probably is. Do image searches too, the image of people's profile. So you can do image searches to make sure that image isn't being used elsewhere. So you really got to take care. You know, everyone wants to try to find true love, but you really got to be careful you don't become a victim in the process.
Drones are all pervasive these days, and I know with some of the bushfires that have been happening, certainly over in WA, there've been warnings that emergency vehicles can't fly in airspaces where there are drones, and that's become a real issue. But on a well, a more positive note concerning drones, a KFC outlet in the, I think it's in the Logan area of southeast Queensland.
Right.
They're actually using drones to deliver.
Wow, what better thing could there be? You've got a hankering for some of the Colonel's work. You want a Zinger burger or some original recipe chicken? You just dial up if you are in Logan in southeast Queensland there, and it can be with you in minutes, delivered via drone. Through the Wing company. Wing is this on-demand drone delivery service. They've teamed up with KFC. So you make your order on the app, and if you're living in any of the parts of Logan, so Kingston, Logan Central, Slacks Creek, Underwood, Woodridge, around there, then you are in the air, in the vicinity to have this delivery made by drone. And what happens, the drone picks up your order, it flies towards your house. It doesn't land, it just lowers the order and then leaves it on your property, and then it's back. So the drone itself has like a wingspan of 1.3 metres, can travel at like up to more than 110 kilometres an hour. So it can get your food to you pretty quickly. I think the record delivery was 2 minutes 47 seconds.
Wow.
That's pretty solid.
But nuggets via drone.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is a proof of concept thing that I think we're going to see a lot more of this in the future. So this is sort of really just proving that the concept works in those areas. And then I reckon we'll see it introduced in more populated areas in the near future.
Adding a whole new dimension to the word or the term fast foods. Mate, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great week.
You too. My pleasure, Richard.
Stephen Fenwick, our IT and gadget guru with a terrific website, Tech Guide. That's one word, TECHGUIDE, techguide.com.au.